Michael Hughes. Hello to you, Michael.
Hello, Stephen.
How are you? Just hearing there about a guy that took a massive heart attack. He phoned in to us. CPR, very, very important that obviously you guys know how to do it. Very, very important that we know how to do it too.
Yeah, CPR is basic life support. It can quite literally mean the difference between life and death. I mean, and it's a very basic technique and very easy to learn. We certainly train all our staff up to a high standard and then reassess them every year.
So we've got a dummy in front of us here.
Yeah.
That's me. And we've got another dummy lying on the ground here. Have I to get down my knees here?
I think you have, but I'll help you up if
you
get into trouble.
Please give it to me after I get down here. Right, so you're going to teach me how to do this. And look, if you're thinking to yourself, oh, for goodness sake, I don't need to know how to do this, you do need to know. Let me assure you, because this can come upon us at any time that you might have to save someone's life.
Well, I mean, the first thing is to establish that someone is indeed not breathing and has it rested in front of you. And it's quite easy on your approach, have a look at your patient, talk to them, you know, hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? If not, give them a gentle shake on the shoulders. Try to establish if there's any form of life. What I would then say is open the mouth. If there's anything in the mouth that you can see, gently remove it.
So you're talking about food or vomit or
food,
something like
vomit.
That?
But the danger in that is if there is something there, you don't want to be pushing it further down into the airway. Mm-hmm. Once you've done that, look, listen and feel for breathing. What I'm saying to you is look at the chest. Is there any chest movement? Feel the chest. Just gently put your hand on it and get your ear right down. Can you feel any breathing? The minute you establish that there's no signs of life, you go straight into chest compressions. It's very, very easy. And how that's accomplished, simply put the heel of one hand somewhere in the centre of the chest.
That's just between the nipples, right? Just in the centre of the chest.
Right between the nipple.
In between my boy boobs here.
Yeah. Centre of the chest, other hand on top. Get right over and keep your elbows nice and straight, and you're starting to push down in that chest, roughly about 5 to 6 centimetres.
So what you've got is you've got the heel of your hand, really, and,
right
and you're
breath.
Pushing down the chest, and you've got your other hand on top of that hand, and you push down.
And you push down. And you want to get down about a depth of 5 centimetres or so, just like this. And what you want to do is roughly about good 30 chest compressions. Now, we do still talk
so you
about...
Do that, you're trying to do that 30 times.
30 times. And after the 30 times, then we would start to give some mouth-to-mouth, 2 resuscitation breaths. Now, I understand in these days people are very reluctant to do mouth-to-mouth. And there is some good evidence now from the European Resuscitation Council that chest compressions alone are quite adequate. So, I mean, if you are reluctant to do mouth-to-mouth, at least if you're doing chest compressions, it means the basic life support that you're doing, when paramedics arrive with their more advanced techniques, we know we have a better chance, and the patient certainly has a better chance of survivability.
So I'm just thinking with the hand down there, pushing down and down and down, trying to do that 30 times.
Yep.
If you do want to do mouth-to-mouth, the head is tilted back.
The head is tilted back to open the airway, and you can give two little breaths of air into the mouth. However, as I said, if you are reluctant to do that, chest compressions, just continue non-stop with chest compressions until more advanced life support in the form of our paramedics arrive. I think you have a go yourself here, would you?
Yeah, of course I'll have a go at it. Hold on 1 second. So I put my hand down here.
So
all right, my heel there, just in between the...
On top and down. That's it. A wee bit
wow.
More gentle.
And just because I've heard, just a lot slower. Is that right? Slower.
A bit faster, but more gentle.
Okay.
Perfect.
Slower, more gentle.
That's
just
it.
Like that.
And as I said, if you were doing that,
yeah,
and continue to do that until more advanced help arrives, you're increasing this patient's chances of survivability by over 50%.
Yeah. You see, I've done that before, all right? And I didn't really get a sense of it. After I've heard some of these 999 calls today, and you understand that it's the difference between life and death, now I really get a sense of it.
It is. I mean, I've always been a great advocate. I really do personally think it should be taught in the schools and people, you know, because it's such a simple technique. But when you think of the difference it can make, I mean, really it is that simple, the difference between life and death.
Well, we're here. Thank you very much indeed.